Florida Surgeon General responds to critiques of mRNA vaccine guidance. By Hannah Blow on October 10, 2022. Florida Surgeon General Joseph LaDapo responded to the outrage over the state's updated guidance on mRNA vaccines, recommending against them for men under the age of 40. On social media after Twitter temporarily censored the official's post, asserting that the guidance violated its coronavirus misinformation policies. LaDapo announced new guidance on mRNA vaccines on Friday following a Florida Department of Health analysis which found an 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among males 18 to 39 years old within 28 days following mRNA vaccination. Individuals with pre-existing cardiac conditions, such as myocarditis and pericarditis, should take particular caution when considering vaccination and discuss with their healthcare provider. The guidance reads, and goes on to recommend against the coronavirus mRNA vaccinations for men 18 to 39 years old. The guidance adds that males over the age of 60 still had a 10% increased risk of cardiac-related death within 28 days of mRNA vaccination, but non-mRNA vaccines did not carry the same risk. Studying the safety and efficacy of any medications, including vaccines, is an important component of public health, LaDapo said in a statement announcing the guidance. Far less attention has been paid to safety and the concerns of many individuals have been dismissed. These are important findings that should be communicated to Floridians, he added. Twitter took the post down but later restored it. As a result, LaDapo provided a follow-up on the platform. I love the discussion that we've stimulated. Isn't it great when we discuss science transparently instead of trying to cancel one another? I'm going to respond to the more substantive critiques. He said at the start of a thread, addressing key critiques such as sample size and research methods. Florida has continued to stray from the mainstream narrative throughout the coronavirus pandemic and beyond, routinely noting the discrepancies between coronavirus mandates and actual data.